You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So, John, I was thinking about the story that you told and about your life, obviously. If you don't forget, The Ordinary. You got to get this book. It's The Ordinary, An Ordinary Man's Experience with God. You can see his website on our screen right there. Go there and get your copy of the book. But you're talking about something that so many men can relate to, because men are fixers. We want to fix it. We'll go work hard to make something happen. But there's time, you know, just like everybody else, we have to humble ourselves and be a receiver. I mean, you got to be a receiver to get saved. You got to receive what God's done for you. You know, quite often that could be a man's difficulty, where he doesn't understand that God wants to give him something. And so you had a situation as a father, as a husband, and, you know, a new believer, you know, in regards to having a need. I mean, you hear you had a family, you're in Tennessee, it's like 20 degrees or something, and your gas goes out. Tell us about that, because a lot of people are in that situation right now, and they don't know, maybe God will intervene. Talk about that story, if you would.
Well, Greg, I was working, mm-hmm. and I just wasn't making ends meet. And like you said, it was cold, and my gas went out, and that's how we heated our home. Mm-hmm. And I was a proud man. I had one son, Jonathan, my wife, Debbie, and I had learned to tithe. To me, learning about the tithe is like a revelation. Mm-hmm. It's not something the pastor tells you to do. It's mm-hmm. something God tells you to do.
Right.
He says to test me. It's the only place in the Bible I can see just like that. And he said, if you will give of that, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing you can't contain.
Right.
And so I was believing for that.
So those that don't understand what a tithe is, what is a tithe?
A tithe is basically 10% mm-hmm. of whatever you receive as income.
Okay, got it.
And mm-hmm. so I caught that as a revelation, as a promise. I mm-hmm. personally believe that all the promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus,
yes,
if you'll receive them. Uh-huh. And I believe they're written to you mm-hmm. and to me, mm-hmm. if you'll receive them, all the promises. Some people don't understand that. It's like a hidden treasure that's there.
Right.
And so I was believing mm-hmm. with the tithe that was the right thing to do. I was being obedient. Mm-hmm. But here I was caught with no heat in my home.
Right.
And it was a Sunday morning, and I needed $200 to turn the heat back on, but I didn't have it.
Right.
And I never really asked my parents for any money. And I definitely not my in-laws.
I gotta say this. You're a very hard worker,
right?
And you were working hard,
right?
But enough money wasn't coming in for your labor,
right,
to pay for that. Because some people were thinking, you know, money's gonna come out of nowhere,
right?
But you're a working man,
right?
And it just wasn't making the money based on the hour you work in the hours,
right?
So it's a different situation versus somebody just waiting for something to happen.
Right.
Okay, I just wanted to say that.
All right, so I was believing mm-hmm. God, mm-hmm. and so I went to him in prayer on that Sunday morning. I said, Father, I'm tithing, mm-hmm. and yet I'm gonna ask you somehow for help, and I'm gonna believe when I go to church, somehow I'll get help.
Right.
So we went to church, and as God is my witness, when we were sitting in the church, here come a little bald man across the church, and he came up to me and said, Sir, I don't know you, but the Lord told me to give you this $200.
Wow.
So when I received that $200, it did something in my heart. It blessed me.
Yeah.
It wasn't about getting the money, but I also saw that this man was obedient. Mm-hmm. And I decided I didn't want to be the one that was in need. I wanted to be the one that was giving.
Right.
So it changed my mind about giving. Right. And so I decided, and later made a vow. Be careful about making a vow. The Bible says don't do it if you can't keep it.
Right.
But I said that as any extra income come in over what I was making, that I would take 10% more, not just my tithe, but 10%, and I would put it into a box or into some way where I could have it for giving. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I've done. And I've seen an increase ever since then.
That's powerful, because that means then, so you have that extra 10% beyond your, that you could just give to whatever God says, right?
Whatever I give, and I try to listen. I try to look mm-hmm. to see if somebody's in need. Yeah. Somebody needs that 200.
Right.
And that's my story.
That's so powerful. I know that some particular teachings are, you know, have, you know, five different jars or five different boxes or whatever, and you have your bills and your responsibilities. But that one extra box is like you're talking about, you know, take 10% above your tithe and stick it in there so that that's money that you know that you can give, because quite often the enemy's messing with you going like, but you gotta, but if you already set it aside to give,
right,
you can just respond instantly in that, you know, and that's just some of the things. It feels good to give.
I mean, it
feels good to be, and it feels sad when you're seeing situations like the Bahamas or things that are happening with disaster and you didn't make those arrangements ahead of time and maybe you can't give. So that's just great wisdom. I love that. Well, you also talk about, well, I want to mention the story with me as well. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick was a pastor of Brownsville Assembly of God, and they had the school that they were buying at that time, and they needed a new roof. And they asked us all to pledge money for it. So by faith, Don and I, my wife, we talked about it. We pledged, I believe it was like $2,000 for it. It was a big deal for a deputy's salary,
right,
you know. And we didn't have, we're going to believe God for it because we had time to do it. And we prayed and asked God, and up to the last moment, it didn't come in because, you know, I'm a man of my word, so we're going to go borrow the money and give it. We'll just pay on the, if that's what we have to do. Well, that morning, before I was going to do that, somebody showed up at our door and said that they were praying, and God laid it on the heart and gave us the whole, he gave us the $2,000 that we were given for the roof for Brownsville's school building they bought, which would actually house the television network that would actually reach the world with the Brownsville Revival. So we can, isn't it awesome what God can do? I mean, he'll even give the seed to the sower, you know, if you'll just step out by faith to do that. And it's just, it's awesome.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.